was almost dark outside now. Old Candy, the swamper, came in and went to his bunk, and behind him struggled his old dog.
Hello, Slim. Hello, George. Didn't neither of you play horseshoes?
I don't like to play every night, said Slim. Candy went on.
Either of you guys got a slug of whiskey? I got a gut ache.
I ain't, said Slim. I'd drink it myself if I had, and I ain't got a gut ache neither.
Got a bad gut ache,
said Candy.
Them goddamn turnips give it to me. I knowed they was going to before I ever eat 'em.
The thick-bodied Carlson came in out of the darkening yard. He walked to the other end of the bunkhouse and turned on the second shaded light. Darker than hell in here, he said. Jesus, how that nigger can pitch shoes.
He's plenty good, said Slim.
Damn right he is, said Carlson. He don't give nobody else a chance to win. He stopped and sniffed the air, and still sniffing, looked down at the old dog. God almighty, that dog stinks. Get him out of here, Candy. I don't know nothing that stinks as bad as an old dog. You gotta get him out. Candy rolled to the edge of his bunk. He reached over and patted the ancient dog, and he apologized.
Well, I've been around him so much, I never notice how he stinks.
Well, I can't stand him in here, said Carlson. That stink hangs around even after he's gone.
He walked over with his heavy-legged stride and looked down at the old dog.
Got no teeth, he said. All stiff with rheumatism. He ain't no good to you, Candy. He ain't no good to himself. Why don't you shoot him, Candy?
The old man squirmed uncomfortably.
Well, hell, I had him so long. Had him since he was a pup. I herded sheep with him,
he said proudly.
You wouldn't think it to look at him now, but he was the best damn sheepdog I ever seen.
George said, I seen a guy in Weed that had a Airedale could herd sheep and learned it from the other dogs.
Carlson was not to be put off.
Look, Candy, this old dog just suffers himself all the time. If you was to take him out and shoot him right in the back of the head, he leaned over and pointed, right there. Well, he'd never know what to hit him.
Candy looked about unhappily.
No,
he said softly.
No, I couldn't do that. I had him too long.
You don't have no fun, Carlson insisted. He stinks to beat hell. Tell you what, I'll shoot him for you. Then it won't be you that does it.
Candy threw his legs off his bunk. He scratched the white stubble whiskers on his cheek nervously.
I'm so used to him,
he said softly.
I had him from a pup.
Well, you ain't being kind to him, keeping him alive, said Carlson. Look, Slim's bitch got a litter right now. I bet Slim would give you one of them pups to raise up, wouldn't you, Slim?
The Skinner had been studying the old dog with his calm eyes.
Yeah,
he said. You can have a pup if you want to. He seemed to shake himself free for speech.
Carl's right, Candy. That dog ain't no good to himself. I wish somebody'd shoot me if I get old and crippled.
Candy looked helplessly at him, for Slim's opinions were law.
Maybe it'd hurt him,
he suggested.
I don't mind taking care of him,
Carlson said. The way I'd shoot him, he wouldn't feel nothing. I'd put the gun right there.
He pointed with his toe, right back of the head. He wouldn't even quiver. Candy looked for help from face to face. It was quite dark outside by now. A young laboring man came in. His sloping shoulders were bent forward, and he walked heavily on his heels, as though he carried the invisible grain bag. He went to his bunk and put his hat on his shelf, then picked up a pulp magazine from his shelf and brought it to the light over the table.
Did I show you this, Slim?
He asked.
Show me what?
The young man turned to the back of the magazine, put it down on the table, and pointed with a finger.
Right there, read that.
Slim bent over it.
Go on,
said the young man.
Read it out loud.
Dear editor, Slim read slowly. I read your mag for 6 years, and I think it's the best on the market. I like stories by Peter Rand. I think he is a wing ding.
give us more like the Dark Rider. I don't write many letters, just thought I would tell you I think your mag is the best dime's worth I ever spent. Slim looked up questioningly. What you want me to read that for? Witt said.
Go on, read the name at the bottom.
Slim read. Yours for success, William Tenner. He glanced up at Witt again. What you want me to read that for? Witt closed the magazine impressively.
Don't you remember Bill Tenner? Worked here about 3 months ago.
Slim thought. Little guy? He asked. Drove a cultivator?
That's him, Witt cried. That's the guy.
You think he's the guy that wrote this letter?
I know it. Bill and me was in here one day. Bill had one of them books just come. He was looking in it, and he says, I wrote a letter. Wonder if they put it in the book. But it wasn't there. Bill says, maybe they're saving it for later. And that's just what they done. There it is.
Guess you're right, said Slim. Got it right in the book. George held out his hand for the magazine. Let's look at it. Witt found the place again, but he did not surrender his hold on it. He pointed out the letter with his forefinger, and then he went to his box shelf and laid the magazine carefully in.
I wonder if Bill's seen it, he said. Bill and me worked in that patch of field peas, run cultivators, both of us. Bill was a hell of a nice fella.
During the conversation, Carlson had refused to be drawn in. He continued to look down at the old dog. Candy watched him uneasily. At last, Carlson said, If you want me to, I'll put the old devil out of his misery right now and get it over with. Ain't nothing left for him. Can't eat, can't see, can't even walk without hurting. Candy said hopefully,
Well, you ain't got no gun.
The hell I ain't. Got a Luger. Won't hurt him none at all. Candy said,
Maybe tomorrow. Let's wait till tomorrow.
I don't see no reason for it, said Carlson. He went to his bunk, pulled his bag from underneath it, and took out a Luger pistol. Let's get it over with, he said. We can't sleep with him stinking around in here. He put the pistol in his hip pocket.